USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are visiting Florida and Georgia to see firsthand damage caused by Hurricane Michael, which left at least 19 people dead. The president spoke on how the government will be helping folks out.
Got blown right off the footing. So our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
A team of investigators entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on Monday for what Turkish officials are calling a joint inspection of the building where the journalist from the United States disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is also on his way to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. Political consultant David Telfuri reminds us of one thing we need to remember when dealing with Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is an important ally, and we need to maintain that alliance, but Saudi Arabia needs us more than we need them. So we do have to have a response. If Saudi Arabia is responsible for this killing, it has to be a targeted response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Retail sales are slowing, it appears. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Commerce Department reporting on Monday morning that retail sales gained just a tenth of a percent in September, the same as in August. Retail analysts were forecasting a six-tenths of a percent increase. Most retail categories did show gains, though restaurant and bar revenues fell by 1.8%. That's the steepest drop-off in nearly 2 years, dragging down overall retail sales figures.
Medicare's open enrollment period began today and runs through December 7th. Now, these changes will take into effect January 1st. One of the new rules for Medicare is that if you choose an Advantage plan during the fall enrollment period and you're not happy with that plan, up until March 31st, you'll be able to switch to another Advantage plan or back to original Medicare. Officials are also reminding you to make sure you double-check that your doctor and hospital are still part of your provider network. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Four men were shot to death following a disagreement between two families at a birthday party for a one-year-old near Corpus Christi, Texas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The shooting took place in the small Texas town of Taft, which is about 12 miles north of Corpus Christi. One suspect has been taken into custody, but authorities are searching for another, identified as 37-year-old Ronnie Rodriguez. I spoke to Sergeant Nathan Brantley of the Texas Department of Public Safety about what led to the shooting at the birthday party.
There was some type of a disagreement or something that caused an argument that incited, it went from an argument and it escalated quickly to people being shot.
A nonprofit auto safety group has demanded two automakers recall 2.9 million cars and SUVs, saying they could catch fire. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.